30 men and at least 150 sled dogs battled storms and life-threatening cold to relay diphtheria antitoxin between Nenana and Nome over 5 days back in 1925. It's a story New York-based filmmaker Daniel Anker had never heard until two friends wrote a book about it.
The cousins, Lainey Salisbury and Gay Salisbury, wrote the book Cruelest Miles about the same story. You know, their zeal in their work and in writing the book really kind of rubbed off on me.
The annual Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race commemorates the Serum Run. Statues and monuments across the country recognize the heroic effort of both dog and man. There's even the animated film Balto. But Anker says despite all that, there's always been something missing.
There is a lot about the story that lives by oral history and oral history alone that is preserved in people's memories and then for those that have passed away in their children's and their children's children's understanding and of the story as it has been passed down.
Anker set out to tell the story from an Alaskan point of view. He tracked down historic photos, articles, and footage, interviewed local historians and mushers. He says the biggest challenge was locating the people who were alive when the Serum Run took place.
Authenticity can only come from people who have some visceral connection to the story. Either they were there at the time and can tell you what it felt like to be there at the time. They can describe fears or concerns or general the general gestalt of a community at the moment that the Serum Run took place.
None of the mushers who drove dog teams between Nenana and Nome 88 years ago are still alive today. In fact, most of those people who witnessed the Serum Run are now in their 90s. By chance, Anker was given a telephone book for Bush communities in interior Alaska. He says that's when the story finally started to come together.
So I made a great effort to try to find elders who would know the story of the Serum Run, either by knowing the participants directly or who were of that era in mushing and understand what life was like and could bring that out in a way that I never could in writing narration.
Anker says the Serum Run could easily have been forgotten, but it took place at a time when tales of adventure and the wilderness became somewhat mythical.
The Serum Run was latched onto by all these editors in the lower 48 who had read adventure novels that had come out in the prior decades and, you know, had seen a few years earlier the Nanook of the North. And all this cultural context made this story kind of come to a boil.
Icebound was funded in part by a grant from the Rasmussen Foundation. Anker says a majority of the financing came from the National Endowment for the Humanities.
And they give out 3 or 4 grants a year to filmmakers to preserve some piece of Americana.
The Iditarod Historic Trail Alliance helped fund Anker's travels in and out of remote interior villages. He's still using a crowdsourcing website to raise up to $30,000 for distribution rights.
So it's been a hard slog.
Anker says he's still working to track down the money to travel with his film to the interior villages he visited during production. In Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.